Okay. Welcome to the Patiently Aggressive Podcast. This is your host, Big Wave, and we got your co-host, Wavy, with us. Wavy, you want to say something to the people?
What's up, y'all?
Today, I want to do something different. You know, everybody, this is the Buy Back Fridays, and we got some beats we got to buy. Before we do that, could we play some beats? Wavy, could we play some of our beats real quick? Because there's some vibes on here, and wrong thing. Just play a couple before we get into the Buy Back Fridays. No, we gotta put some of our beats out there, let y'all hear the flavor, you know what I mean? Let y'all hear the vibes. Y'all hear some hot stuff, you know what I mean? Some flavor. You know what I mean? Baby, you think they need to hear some of this? They need to be rapping on this?
Yeah.
Artists need to be hopping on these. I don't know how y'all letting beats like this go by. Fire. Just a little vibe. Like the little silent part of the video for everybody. Just enjoy the vibe. Just vibe a little bit. You know what I mean? So Wavy don't say much. Wavy don't say much.
Listen to the beat. They gotta listen to these hits. See some hits right here.
Right.
See some hits.
They gotta hear the hits, cause it's like, I don't know. I'd rather y'all hear from us first before somebody else take the flow and take the beats. And you know what I mean? We actually got a mix with we have Key Glock on this, so we're gonna play that for y'all another time so y'all can hear our Key Glock sound on this one. I think it's fire. Vibes. You know what I'm saying? You can get these beats on the website. You can get these beats. Check it out on the channel, Wavy Boy Productions. It's on the website, wavyboyproductions.com. It's all a vibe. Ain't about us, you know what I'm saying? Not about us, so let's get into the buyback. Be Fridays. So this time, you know, we could start a little different. We could do some search on YouTube and see what we got out there. What you think about that?
Yeah.
I'm saying everybody got to be working. Everybody got to be grinding. You wake up, you eat, sleep, think about music. So you gotta be out there doing what you're supposed to be doing. Okay.
I find another keyword search.
Yeah, we could mess with, we could stay with these keywords. See, but this one is like, you know what I mean, way over with views. We got over 186,000 views. See, the point of the Bye Bye Fridays, we wanna help all the producers out there coming up. You know what I'm saying? With some beat sales and stuff like that. I wonder, like, he getting sales. He got 200,000 views. He's doing good. I like this. Who this? It's a melodic trap type beat by Damn Todd. See what else they got out there. See what else they got out there. Oh, I got a song. You can just upload this too. This might be one of them we taking. What you think about this one?
I like how it starts off. Starts off good.
Sound like something we'll make too. It's a little similar, you know what I mean? But
switch
out. I don't know about the switch out though. It's still a good beat. Right. Purchase your tracks today. Mm. He's doing his thing though. Switch out wasn't that bad, but I know what you're saying. He's doing his thing. The drums hitting hard. Look at this. 8R beat. Let's see what else we got out there. I mean, today we're a little bit tired, man. That's why we're nobody talking too much, you know, for what we're trying to give you some little bit of energy, let y'all know, like, we here. We going to support the community, and we're trying to do the Bye Bye Beat Fridays, man. And y'all supposed to send in beats. If y'all want to get y'all beats heard, send it in to patiently aggressive podcast@gmail.com. That's patiently aggressive podcast@gmail.com. So we can play your beats on there and probably consider buying it and then upload it to the website and then have it for our placements and stuff like that. Who this one? This is a Lil Baby melodic type beat, and this is Bihari. Leroy Brown beats on the track. That's a long tag. I don't know if that's his whole tag.
Leroy Brown beats on the track.
That's the whole tag. Leroy Brown beats on the track. But the beat's tough. Bop to it, it's good to me, you know what I mean? Or if I could groove, a little vibe. some dope beat.
Rap on it good, but it needs some hard drums. Like, I mean, I guess I could work as a song, but I need some more hitting drums, like some rocking drums.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Speed up a little, but just like you said, some artists like it just like that. Some artists don't even be using the drums, but I like the drums. This is a Free Gunna, Free Weezy type beat out of here. Let's have this beat out of here. I like the intro. It's a long intro too.
It's different. I'm different.
Yeah, that's how I wanted to hear how the drums drop. And it was a drop on it hard. Boom. That sound like something Southside would like. Man, I noticed how the hi-hats switch up in the game. It's like a lot of different hi-hats going on now. Like before it was just like, now it's like, I don't know. A lot of flavors. At some point, they gotta give credit to Wavy Ward Productions for some of that flavor. That beat was tough, though. I was just playing, but there's a lot of similarities with the hi-hats. I ain't bullshit. I'm trying to make it interesting for y'all people, because this is like, for us too, this is kind of boring too. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Like, I don't really want to do this shit. We commit to this shit. So we just like, you know what I mean, bringing it to y'all. But listening to beats kind of boring, especially if it ain't our beats. But we might cut that out, and we might not. So I get the real me. Oh, I like this. He just got a lot of views, so I can't purchase this one. Oh, this is sick, though. We gotta give him his props. Babs for him was hard. The 21 Savage Future type beat.
Babs? Just got the green light.
Hard. Let's type in some, let's see, some Offset type beat. Let's see what's out there. All right, this is Offset type beat, Went Out Bad. HP Wade. This is a Tiger type beat. Mountain Goat. Okay, you doing your thing. You just starting. Let's see what else Mountain Goat got. like this. Mountain Goat just started as a producer, you know what I mean? And he's trying to do his thing here. Let's see what he's doing. It's a Gunna type beat. Like the hi-hats. Okay. All right. See, we want to get a couple out. It's Buyback Beat Fridays. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we'll miss a day and we'll be doing it on a Saturday, but it's still Buyback Beats Fridays. And we're going to try to get at least 2-3 beats out there, support the producers up there, and upload the beats. Not necessarily upload the beats, but make sure we pay them for the beats and put it on the playlist on the website. Remember, if you want to be considered for your beats, send it in to patiently aggressive podcast at gmail.com. patiently aggressive podcast at gmail.com. Wavy, what we got for them next? This could be a little TJ or even a Boogie with the Hoodie. Yeah, a little saucy. Doing your thing out there, Mountain Goat. Keep climbing on them. Keep climbing on them. Get one more from YouTube and see what else is out there. Alright. I like the picture you got there. Watch Wavy smile, he likes it. Alright, boom. Let's see what else you got. That can style, this can can. You gotta know what to say, man. You know what to say, man. Listen, when we up in here in Canada, man, we don't talk like that, man. It's like a lot of things going on there over there, man. Producers, you can't be out there selling beats and don't have a website, either ProPay, Tracking, Airbit, something. This is a dope beat. I wanted to buy it. Keflo and Don, you got to step it up, bro. Step it up. It'd be tough right here, man.
Because then the person got to email them or, like, go out their way to try to buy the beat instead of it being easy, like, the easy process.
Right. That's not going to work. You know, that's not going to work. If somebody want that beat right now, they want to buy it. They want to buy it. They don't really, and the exclusive rights don't really work like that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes someone want exclusive, but it's not like that.
Welcome to the Patiently Aggressive Podcast. Today we got producer DJ Mad Noise. Welcome to the podcast. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing fucked up.
Dang, for real? Like, everything going good as far as producing? Like,
it's producer life. It's just fucked up. Damn. Shit's fucked up. I'm doing fucked up. But what's up, though? You got any connection for me? You know anybody?
I know a couple people, but first let's do the interview. Like, how long have you been producing for?
Mad long.
Like 5 years, 2 years?
6 months.
6 months? That's what's up.
I've been producing 6 months.
That's what's up. Where did you get your sound from?
From myself.
Got it from yourself.
I make good music, yeah. I make great beats. I'm the best. The best out there. Nobody harder than me.
I respect that. You're supposed to believe in yourself, really, like. Gotta believe in yourself. Would you say it's hard being a producer, like getting placements and B sales?
It's hard being me, nigga. It's just hard being me. It's hard being dope. It's hard being the best producer. It's hard being fly. Niggas always stealing your shit. It's hard. 6 months though. I've been in grinding for mad long.
Have you tried to reach out to any artists to get your beats wrapped on, or like?
Every day, nigga. I send these niggas every day. They don't answer. I send these niggas emails every day. Niggas just be like, looking down on my emails.
They be saying they don't respond or nothing.
No, they niggas don't even look, don't even open my shit. I send an Instagram, they don't open this shit. Man,
I don't know what's up with these artists. These artists need to respond to people, like.
You got any connections?
I don't got no connections right now, but like. We working to build something, though. Like, that's what we planning to do with the podcast, hopefully.
So, our producer just post. He got placement. I'm about to send him a message. Hold on, let me send him real quick.
What you got to say?
Hold on. Let me send him a message real quick. Yo. I'm going to send him on my phone. Yo, that beat was fire. We should work. What's your loop email? Nah, scratch that. I'm gonna send that one. Yo, that beat was hard as fuck. I got placements too. And I could give you some connection. Send me something, I'll send you something. Yeah, that will probably work. Damn. Okay. All right, continue. My bad, man. Yo, these placements, they be just popping up. Like, you always got to be, keep your eyes open. You got to keep your eyes open. You got to look, you can't miss a placement. You know what I'm saying? You got to follow leads. I've been trying to sell beats, nigga. I can't sell shit. Yeah, I work for Google now.
I was just about to ask, like, did you try, like, marketing yourself, like, Google ads and stuff like that?
What I was trying to tell you. Like, I use Google ads. I do the YouTube videos, the search videos, every type of video. I market myself. You know what I'm saying? I market myself, bro. I be on YouTube, bro. I be on Google. Google ads, AdSense. It was like going back to school. I had to learn that shit. Still ain't getting no sales, though. But, all right, any questions more?
What's some advice you would give for producers who want to come up in the game and make it as a producer? Like,
go back to school. This shit is not for the week. Yo, I'm telling you, you're never going to eat, nigga. You're going to be starving. Yo, fuck that, man. Quit, nigga. That's my advice.
I feel it.
Any more questions?
I don't know.
of one hand typing. Talented. Okay, let's see here. I like this. Got a little wavy style to it. You know what? I wanted the drums to drop a little harder, but I like this. We should leave this in the tab. Let me see what he got. Who this? Gluck. Producer Gluck. I like this. It's tough. You think, Wavy?
It's a nice beat.
It's cool. Let me see what he got. Now he got his beat starling. Open this one in the tab. Might come back to this one. Okay. Hey, you gotta fix your beat star link, man. BeatStar link not working. Click on it again just to double check. It's not paged, not found. Not found. Page not found. Okay, I closed that out. Let's do another one. You type back trapping for me, please. This is a Young Nudie, Little Harold type beat. I like this. Okay. Pre-cal, it's tight. It's tight. I like this. Let's see what else we have out here. But it's kind of dope, pre-cal. That's dope. Keep going. Start. It's nice. What'd you think?
It's a good beat. It's a good sample. Not a good sample in it.
Right. Should we buy this one?
I don't know. It's a little too slow.
A little too slow, but this is really dope, bro. Like, it's a cool vibe. Let's see what else we got out here. But, Crux Beats, dope. It's a nice vibe. Let's see what else. This is Yami. Yami, okay. Producers working, that's what I like, man. Everybody's working. Everybody trying to follow their dreams, chase that dream. You know what I'm saying? You're going to catch it too. You got to catch the dream. Yeah, you got to chase the dream, man. Catch the dream. All right, let's see what else we got out here. Piano trap type beat. See, I'm picking the producers that got, like, you know, that I see less views because they just uploaded today. So I don't got that many views. Alright, this one is Yoshi Beats.
Yoshi.
Travis Scott type. It started off like a Tiger type beat. It sounds Tiger like his hi-hats.
Did it again, bro.
A nice guitar beat. Oh. You might just gotta get a smooth beat. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a smooth beat. Let's see what else out there, but I like that smooth. How the guitar come in. Who else we got up here? Let's see this one. What was that tag? Let me hear that tag. And there's a lot going on out there. What y'all producers think about the war going on in Ukraine? Matter of fact, maybe we shouldn't talk about that. But it really, now I mean, I think it caused problem with the music and working with other producers and you know, overseas and stuff like that. But it's better yet we don't touch on that. Let's see what else is going on out there. Let's go.
Another Carver EOT production.
Hello. Did Carver do the beat?
Okay. What producer is this? Cabo. Man, I don't know how to say that, bro. KB? Who's calling you KB? And the rock. That's a vibe. Let me see what else. I'm just gonna call you KB 3311. That's kinda rock, bro. What do you think, Wavy?
It's a decent beat. I like how you put it together. It is different. It's like different vibes.
It's not so much trap. You said it was a trap, it's not so much trap, but it is fire though. That was kind of nice, KB. I like that. Different and just, you can tell you're a producer that, you know, creative and care about the art. You could have clicked on something like that already. Melodic type beat. Do this. Diary. Oh, what he just said. on the track. Never Fold. Let's see what this is. V12, Never Fold. I like this. What's the producer again? V12. V12, I like this. It's a vibe. And we gonna take this lease. V12, we're gonna support you as a producer. Rocking out to it. That's the last one for us, everybody. Thank you for checking out the podcast. You just gotta keep supporting the producers out there, keep supporting the producers community. And just remember, if you want your beat to be considered for purchase for the next one, we do this once a month. Normally it's the last Friday of every month. So send your beats in, send them in to patientlyaggressivepodcast@gmail.com. patientlyaggressivepodcast@gmail.com. Wave, anything you want to say?
Make sure y'all send the beats in. patientlyaggressivepodcast@gmail.com.
All right, that's it. And we're out.